here's a story from The World.
We know the past year has also had an impact on people's lives in Russia. At least 500,000 Russians decided to flee abroad. Tens of thousands have gone to the small neighboring country of Georgia, where they don't need visas. As Levi Bridges reports from the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, those Russians are slowly transforming life there.
For people in Georgia, the war in Ukraine feels personal. Russia invaded Georgia in 2008, and about 20% of the country is still occupied by Russia. Walking through the streets in downtown Tbilisi, there's a lot of anti-Russian graffiti written on the buildings. Most of it is not appropriate to read on the radio, so I'm going to try and beep it out myself. Just looking at the walls on some of the buildings right here, I see beep Russia, beep Russian army. Over here it says beep Putin. Georgians feel directly threatened by Russia. There are Russian troops stationed just a short drive from Tbilisi. So people are skeptical about all these new arrivals. Most Russians arriving here are fleeing themselves. They say they've actually been received positively by most Georgians, although there's been the occasional uncomfortable conversation. At a cafe in Tbilisi, I meet up with Ivan Drobatov. He works with the Anti-Corruption Foundation, an organization started by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny that investigates Russian politicians, including Putin. Drobatov says he was arrested and held in detention for 20 days after the war started because he urged people to come to anti-war rallies on social media. The Russian authorities then launched a criminal case against him. After he was released, they put a bracelet on him with a tracking device. He says it became impossible to continue his activism in Russia, so he cut off the tracking bracelet and fled to Georgia. He still works with Navalny's organization from Tbilisi. But he says it's frustrating because he misses doing the work on the ground himself. Instead, he now has to direct other activists who are still inside Russia. Drobatov is trying to get a humanitarian visa to move to Germany. He'd like to live in a country further from Russia's sphere of influence, where he can continue his education. It could also be safer, but many others are settling in for the long haul.
I really like Georgian people. I have a lot of friends here.
Grigory Sverdlin used to run a charity in St. Petersburg that helped the homeless.
More than 90% of my friends left Russia when the war started.
Sverdlin came to Georgia because he was so vocal about his opposition to the war that he worried the Russian government would retaliate and close his organization.
Yeah, I didn't want to leave Russia. It was maybe the toughest decision in my life.
In Georgia, Sverdlin started a new organization that helps men inside Russia avoid military service. They've established a network similar to the Underground Railroad for men to go into hiding.
Well, the main idea is to reduce number of soldiers in Russian army, so less people will start to shoot Ukrainians.
More than 100,000 Russians have moved to Georgia since the war started, and they're reshaping Tbilisi entirely.
What was this place before, do you know?
Before it was just an office, a big office, yeah.
Inside an old office building with shiny wooden floors, 23-year-old Nikita Holopov gives me a tour of a new business cooperative founded by young Russian entrepreneurs.
Here they play jazz.
Upstairs there's a bar. Holopov even set up a small movie theater. He used to work as a film producer in Russia. He tried working in film here too, but it just didn't pay the bills. He's getting by running the movie theater though. And he loves living in Georgia.
Because it's such a beautiful country, such a beautiful culture, but the problem is there is not much money in this country, and it's already hard for locals, and it's even harder being an immigrant here.
That economic reality is quickly changing, though. Since the war began last year, the number of Russian companies registered in Georgia has nearly doubled. Russians are now contributing so much economic growth that Georgia is becoming one of the world's fastest-growing economies. Holopov says the Russian diaspora in Tbilisi could become like Chinatown in New York.
Something similar is happening here, which will be spoken, I don't know, 200 years after, about how these Russians came and influenced the culture, I hope, in a better way.
As night falls, young Russians pour into the building for a concert. A musician picks up a guitar and belts out John Denver's song, Country Roads. A nostalgic song for a group of Russians who don't plan on going home anytime soon. For The World, Levi Bridges, Tbilisi.